Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. And as you could imagine, as Aaron Rodgers is wont to do, I do think he's a guy who, he doesn't ignore history. I'd like to think he kind of respects it a little bit. He understands, as much as he's a weirdo, he understands his place in NFL history.
Yeah.
And he also understands the place of Bill Belichick in NFL history. Here's the Packers quarterback on the head coach of the NEP.
Well, he's the best coach of all time. He's a legend, living legend. He's been ahead of the game for a long, long time. He makes incredible in-game adjustments, halftime adjustments, third quarter adjustments, fourth quarter adjustments, whatever it takes. You know that there's going to be an initial idea about what they want to take away from our offense. And then they'll have, you know, two or three, you know, a plan B, a plan C, a plan D. We figured that out in 2014. And I've told us before, they wanted to take away Jordy and Randall. We went to Devontae. Then they wanted to take away Devontae and went to Jordy. We take away Jordy for sure and Devontae. We went to Randall. I mean, that's what they do. They're always mixing it up. There's different fronts. He's added an extensive zero blitz scheme to the repertoire. But he's a fantastic coach, and you just never know exactly what you're going to get, but you got to be ready for all of it.
Wow. That is a living legend. He went Larry Zbyszko on him.
Well, he is a living legend.
He is.
I think he took it a little too far. I think this anointing him of the greatest coach ever is a little much, but I also think it's dated. Has Aaron been paying attention the last couple of years? Because I think they're even Bill's best buddy has said this team looks anti-Belichickian. Right? Lombardi, anti-Belichickian, and I believe last year's team was the most poorly coached team in the Belichick era.
So history will be erased at the end of this? It's like, Babe Ruth hit a bunch of home runs, but he only hit 20 in the final 3 years.
Oh, he won the Super Bowls. You can't take that away.
Yeah, right.
The success, the dynasty is what it is.
When the players and the coaches in the league hype up Belichick, it is very real, at least in the minds of those people.
Well, and I think with guys like Rodgers or, say, Pete Carroll or Mike Tomlin or Ben Roethlisberger, like all these guys, they know how hard it is to get one ring.
That's a good point.
And they're like, how the hell? And they, like, Aaron Rodgers believes he's a good quarterback.
Right.
So I don't think Aaron Rodgers would fall back on, well, he had Brady. Because Aaron Rodgers thinking, well, we got me. I'm supposed to be on that same pedestal. How did he get to six when I'm still looking for number two?
And if you're Matt LaFleur, do you read into everything Aaron Rodgers says everywhere of the, I guess I'm not Billy or?
Well, I mean, who is?
You know, who is?
No, and oh, by the way, you're establishing your nice little run here. What's he won, like 13 games his first 3 years? He goes into the playoffs.
They've had very good regular season success.
Sorry to disappoint you.
You know what Lombardi calls him?
What's that?
La, but he puts a naughty word in there.
Oh.
Rhymes with puck.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Boy, that Lombardi.
He's a little off the rails of late, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, that Mac was going to be out of the league.
Right.
Even Wiggy couldn't go there.
Right.
That's how bad that take is. Even Wiggy, who finds every reason to push Mac Jones off the bridge, is like, okay, he wasn't going to be out of the league.
As somebody who sometimes gets a little wound up and overly energetic and rolling, and you look back and go, I probably went a little too far with that 15-minute segment or that 20-minute segment.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if Lombardi looks back on that and goes, yeah, I got rolling a little bit there and probably said more than I really intended to say.
Yeah, he's like, he's
named Mike Lombardi.
He's Champ Kind in Anchorman.
Although
I guess maybe I shouldn't say everything off the old skull there, Ron.
I bet his downloads are pretty good this week, though, for the GM shuffle.
Who knows if you can find it.
Whatever. Grandpa Gresh over here. It's a podcast. You go to your podcast provider and you search it. just like six rings in football things with Andy.
Listen to this now.
On Odyssey.
Here we go. At least there you go.
It's just clicks. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous.
The Six Rings postgame show coming up after.
Indeed. Feel free to subscribe. Rate. Love us.
Packers and the Patriots. Rodgers and McAfee had their own little take on Bill Belichick's press conference yesterday. Here was that exchange.
You know, love what he's accomplished and love what he's about. And I think he's hilarious in his press conferences. And he's a legend.
Yeah, I f***ing love it. Mac Jones just yesterday was like, injury questions are for Bill Belichick. So then Bill comes up and they're like, what about Mac's injury? And doctors are looking at it. Mm-hmm. Just f***ing buries him. I mean, it is. Being a local reporter up there has got to be either the scariest thing of all time or the most hilarious thing of all time. Maybe at the same damn time.
Oh, Andy Hart, answer that question.
Well, see, I do think it's funny as someone who has had to ask Bill questions for somewhere near 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And early on, obviously, I was younger and you know, he might have been a little meaner at times. Because, again, we said yesterday, he seemed to have a coy smile, was enjoying it. It's funny when you see reporters in that room, some just laugh it off and some it strikes a nerve. Like, why is he going to be a dink today? Like, they're annoyed. And then you seem to have role reversal. Different days, different approaches annoy different reporters. And I've been that guy.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, I don't know. It's no different today. Why are you all worked up today? I don't know, but I'm not happy. And then yesterday.
When you were on Andro, you were getting mad about it.
Probably.
That. There you go. That's why
the mood swings.
Fred Kirsch had to pull you in. Didn't want an HR violation.
It, to steal his phrase, it is what it is. You know, don't ask a dumbass question, first of all. Think about your words.
Phrasing the question is the I got on people early in the year of the whole. Did you have to tell David Andrews to be a leader?
Right.
Right. And he was like, what are you, idiot?
But I actually thought yesterday, I thought reporters did a fine job. And Bill did a fine job with what he intended to do. Right? They both did their jobs, and you can walk away saying, okay, I tried.
And Bill technically didn't lie.
Nope.
He just didn't disclose.
No. Mac is literally, we know for a fact, getting better day by day.
Day by day.
That's how it works.
That's right. Now, how fast it is, that's what we don't know. That's where we start to parse words. And I know we're going to get into this at noon, but it feels like there's a lot of projecting onto this situation. So now it's apparently gotten to the point to where second opinions are problematic for Bill Belichick, even though it's in the CBA, by the way, and anybody can go find that a player is completely allowed to and a team can't stop them. But again, we'll get to that a little bit later on. Because where does this quarterback matchup sort of fall into some of the bigger mismatches in NFL history? And Hart, you and I mentioned this yesterday, and I started to think about it last night, and I'm like, if you just think about all of the landslides, right? Just in terms of Tom Brady versus this guy, and you think of Aaron Rodgers versus X team, or Peyton Manning versus X team. And by the way, once Peyton Manning left, you could probably match up Curtis Painter against a lot of really good quarterbacks, and you would find some just epically big mismatches in NFL history. This has got to be one of them, right? I mean, and it's a vested veteran with Brian Hoyer where there's none of the Chase Daniel doesn't have a ton of starts in the NFL. His history is that he's a really good backup and people pay him to be one. But on the whole, we don't really know what that guy can do in any extended play. With Brian Hoyer, you at least have a little bit of a history to be able to say, oh, yeah, this is massive for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you got a history. Let's look at streaks. So on one hand, we have Brian Hoyer.
Okay.
Who's lost 11 consecutive NFL starts.
Woof.
Aaron Rodgers has a streak of his own. It's called 2-time consecutive MVP, 4-time consecutive. He's got a better streak of MVP awards than Brian Hoyer does winning starts.
That is amazing.
And I would go further. Forget about stats and talent-wise.
Okay.
I think talent-wise, and I no disrespect as Lombardi throws in at the end every time as he shreds somebody. No disrespect to Brian Hoyer, but talent-wise, this may be the greatest delta in a quarterback matchup in NFL history. Because Aaron Rodgers, I hear people tell me, he's the most talented quarterback of all time. He doesn't measure up to Brady because Brady's the GOAT because of all the winning and the titles and
right,
the postseason.
Right.
But pure physical talent, and we heard Bill just rave about him yesterday, all the throws, does this, doesn't make mistakes.
We heard it, reads, yeah.
Off platform, he can run around, blah, 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 the whole thing. He might be the most talented quarterback in NFL history, or at least top two or three, and Brian Hoyer might be the least talented 10-year veteran to play the positions. Sorry, Brian, I'm not trying to be. You're way more talented than I ever was or ever will be.
Of course, it's all relative. However,
but your arm, you're the whole thing. I mean, it is what it is.
You know, when you start to think about Aaron Rodgers against a lot of the backup quarterbacks in the NFL, that's where you start to, like you said, you really start to look at the talent. Because, believe it or not, the guy sitting on the bench who is the backup to Aaron Rodgers was at one point in time a first-round pick.
Right.
And thought to be a potential good player in this league who now has played very little. We know nothing about the guy. All he's doing is sitting there and keeping a seat warm. And start to think about some of those guys around the league. And
look at, how
up
about
against
Las
Hubs.
Vegas, where Jarrett Stidham.
Stiddy against
we lived
Mahomes.
It, we lived it for years, though, where people told us he spins the ball, quote unquote, as well as anyone in the NFL, right? Jim Nagy and his Jordan Palmer, his throwing coach.
Oh, yeah.
The RPMs and the pure ability to throw the football. Jarrett Stidham's is up there with anybody.
Ooh, ELO velocity and RPMs. Oh, what a hot start we have.
No one would ever say Brian Hoyer does anything physical at an elite NFL level, at a good NFL level.
Correct.
His strength is probably
his
he's
brain.
Smart and he, you know, he knows not, well, theoretically knows what not to do.
And it, you're right.
You're going to put an EKG and measure like brain activity?
But he understands how to be a backup. And there is a art form and an element of understanding that position to be a good backup in the NFL.
And Bill likes him.
Yeah, there's that too.
There's certainly that. Like he said that, you know, no doubt. If Bill didn't want him around anymore, he wouldn't be around anymore if they didn't think they could do the job. And
so therefore, there must be some level of value, but this isn't the value that you're banking on Sunday of him being out on the field.
And I would also, the opposite of, you know, that guy can make all the throws. I'm not sure Brian Hoyer can make all the throws. I'm not sure how many throws he can make.
I was just going to say, that's the biggest part of offensively that I'm sort of kind of tied up in knots over, is if it's got to be all you throws within 15 to 20 yards on the line of scrimmage, and if you're on the far hash, you ain't throwing to the wide side of the field, you can take away some of the tendencies within an offense pretty quickly. And oh, by the way, most teams normally break down 3 weeks of film. So there's only the three-week breakdown that we have of Matt Patricia as an offensive coordinator already. And for Green Bay, they must be sitting there defensively thinking, oh, boy, this is going to change in a big way. Because I think the first thing they got to scrap is the whole pressing the ball down the field. I know people will say you got to keep doing it. But with Hoyer, you're not taking those kind of chances, I don't think.
No. As Charlie Weiss used to say about certain quarterbacks, you could measure his velocity with a sundial. I think Hoyer's got a little bit of that. That ball's in the air a long time. I don't think you want it in the air a long. Hell, I think some of Mac's have held up in the air too long.
Well, there's no doubt. And I think, you know, we just saw one of the interceptions that, you know, that was late and they're trying to get back into it and all that kind of stuff. And the throw, you know, the overthrow late. It's that one over the middle. It looked like he put some zip on that before the linebacker jumped in front of it trying to squeeze it into Devontae Parker. Well, we know what we think of Aaron Rodgers, and it is a pretty big quarterback mismatch coming up on Sunday. But Steve Belichick and Mike Pellegrino were also giving Aaron Rodgers his flowers yesterday.
Play a good quarterback every week. And, you know, I've always said that no two players are the same. You know, a great example being when we have Jason and Devin here in our building. They're identical twins. They're from the fantastic institution of Rutgers. You know, even those two guys, they're not the same.
Be excited for the opportunity. You're going against one of the best players in the National Football League, maybe one of the better guys at that position. So, you know, we're excited for the opportunity to go out there and compete against a guy like that. You know, if you love football, like, that's what it's about.
Was that Bill Belichick and Mike Vrabel right there?
Definitely could pass for both. No question. No question. Although, if I'm a defensive back, I'm not sure this is the matchup I'm looking for. I'd actually like to be a Packers defensive back, and I'm thinking we might have a chance for three or four picks this week. I can pad some stats.
Well, there's definitely that, and I do wonder about the Patriots secondary matching up against a very different group of wide receivers from the extent of there are veteran guys that Aaron Rodgers early on has said, screw these youngs. They're not where I need them to be. Romeo Doubs is the one that has stepped up the most. But hell, he went out there. Rodgers went out there in week two and threw to Sammy Watkins, who's now hurt, and Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb, and the tight end has been irrelevant in the Packers offense, it feels like, for years now because of all these receivers on the outside. But Aaron Rodgers is thrown to guys who've been around, or maybe in the case of Sammy Watkins, should be in the old folks' home.
That was McCourty's message. He deemed it more of a mix. The old guys, the reliable right. old, and then, but you still got to pay attention to the Dobbs.
Dobbs and Watson.
The Christian Watson, yeah, who yeah. ran that whatever, 4.2 something,
right.
40. He's big and he's fast. So you can't totally ignore him, because when a guy's on the field and he runs 4.2 and Aaron Rodgers is throwing him the ball, there's a chance for you to get exposed, whether he's done it to this point in the season or in his career or not. So, yeah, I don't know that this is the matchup, because everybody's going to focus on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, the story of the week is the quarterback, but your defense has a challenge against the unknown. I think people are dismissing the Packers. Oh, did you see what they did against the Bucs? You ain't the Bucs. The Bucs got a pretty damn good defense right now. It's their offense that's scuffling down in Tampa.
And you know what it is, too, is the Packers are now in the mode that we used to live in around here, which was the first 4 weeks, you're kind of quote-unquote figuring it out, and then Rodgers starts to settle in a little bit more and figure out what the guys can and can't do, and you deal with injuries, and it feels like they're in that four-week window is almost like their real yeah. preseason, and then they're going to start to surge.
And especially with that Hall of Fame quarterback who might be sulking a little bit early in the year. We saw that with Brady. Oh, you traded Logan Mankins. I'm going to grow a beard, and I'm going to sulk for a while. We'll still go at least 2-2 while I'm sulking, and then I'll get out of it, and we'll go on a mm-hmm. run. And I think Rodgers is the same thing. He's upset. He sulks about this. He wants this guy. But in the end, you know what Aaron Rodgers has is an ego, and he's like, yeah, I want to win the MVP, and yeah, I want to win 13 games, and he'll find his stride somehow, some way. That's why he's one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever lived.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.